Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Lakeside Downtown's Art of the Cross event has become a Good Friday tradition in Guelph. This year, the church will hold its fourth annual event where artists interpret the various Stations of the Cross. Each year, since 2014, hundreds of people have walked through the church to observe and reflect on the art being created. With me to talk about the Art of the Cross event tonight is Lakeside Downtown pastor Justin Sitzma. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Better Man from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio.
If I could love you like I'm supposed to, I'd be a better man. And if I needed you like you need me to, I'd be a better man. If I could lay down beside you with nothing else on my mind, if I could keep your face in front of me here and keep the world so far behind, well, I'd be a better man. I'd be stronger than any Superman, any hero or saint. Well, I'd be a better man. Wouldn't need a hand, straight up I'd stand, rock solid and straight. Oh, I'd be a better man than I am. If I only knew half as much as I pretend to, I'd be a better man. And if I kept half the promises that I ever made to you, I'd be a better man. If I could fix the holes in the ceiling and in the bank account and in your heart, if I could keep my feet planted on the ground and keep my eyes up on the stars, well, I'd be a better man.
Before we get to our interview, and for the purposes of full disclosure, I need to let our listeners know that I'm involved with the Lakeside Downtown congregation and a part of the team coordinating this year's Art of the Cross event. Now, with that out of the way, it's time for our interview with Justin Sitzma. Good evening, Justin.
How you doing?
Good. Now, this is the fourth year for Art of the Cross. Where did the whole idea come from in the first place?
Well, our very first pastor at Lakeside Downtown, Graham Singh and his wife, Celine, this was something that was near and dear to their heart, and something that they had done at their one of their previous church plants in London, England. And it was a really nice way to bridge the gap between some people coming from more liturgical backgrounds, especially for Graham's wife, Celine, who was primarily from a Catholic background, and Graham, who was working as an Anglican minister in the Church of England. And so it's become this very beautiful way to connect the liturgical to the evangelical in a very powerful way.
Well, having said that, and you know, the Lakeside Church has more, Lakeside Downtown has more of an evangelical background. How was that idea of taking a practice, Stations of the Cross, which is found in the more liturgical setting, and putting it into an evangelical setting? How was that accepted when it first came out?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised because I'd never seen the event done before, and I was very surprised at the reception, and I think people were blown away. I think because of the way it's done, it's done in a way that people connect with art, people connect with you know, with these incredible pieces. And I think that, that they're able to connect it in a new way with, you know, with the story that we celebrate at Easter. And so it's something that makes sense to people. And I think for many people coming from a more evangelical background, they have never been exposed to anything of this nature. So they're automatically, it's something new and fresh for them that they're kind of interested in checking out. But I think for people coming from those backgrounds that have maybe come to Lakeside or come to the a different kind of church community, for them it's kind of like a reimagining of something that was near and dear to their heart when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm. And I know one of the things that happens as well is unlike traditional stations across where you start at one point and you go through until the finish. In some ways, people can kind of start wherever they end up landing in this and just follow it through and get the experience. So there's less of a structure, I think, in some instances with this.
Yeah, we really allow for people just to go at their own leisure and their own pace. And there are some stations that might particularly grab someone's heart. And they just want to stay there for a few moments and just watch, because it's literally art unfolding before your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
A very unique experience, even outside of this context. You know, it's very, very rare to have art being created right in front of you.
Right. Now, what's been your own personal reaction as you've gone through yourself on over the years? Has there been a particular artistic interpretation from the past that has kind of stuck with you?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, I'm not one who I'm a musician, and you know that's my background. And I have an appreciation for all art. I sometimes struggle a little bit to fully comprehend everything to do with visual art, but I do my best. So it's but nonetheless, it's been a very very unique thing for me to experience. And one in particular, a couple years ago, an artist named Phil Irish, he's a prof at Redeemer College University, and he has been just a very wonderful resource. He wasn't able to join us this year, but for the past 2 years he has, and 2 years ago he did this incredible work of art based on the betrayal of Judas, and people would put their lips on a piece of, you know, it would basically people's lips became imprinted upon this picture of Jesus, and it was kind of the betrayal kiss of Judas. And that to me was so poignant, so powerful, and it was just like people were involved with it, and that was what was so cool. So it was interactive, it was engaging, and the end result was absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one, and a lot of people, you know, as they went through that, he had pieces of paper and lipstick, and it was, you know, that's how you got your lips on it, and then he made it, and it was just such an incredible way of looking at that. I think for me last year there was one where we had an iconographer come in, and he was going through the whole process of one of the steps in creating the icon, and it was an element of meditating before the painting, and it was just a really incredible way of looking at and thinking about that whole aspect of art and of the spiritual significance behind it.
Mm-hmm. And that one in particular, people felt very moved by just being in a space. He set the icon up, and he set the incense up, and people just sat and were quiet, and it was very reflective and very powerful. So that was I know for many people they loved that last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and continue with our guest, Lakeside Downtown Pastor Justin Sitzma. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Hold on to the mercy, grab the hand of love. don't you just turn that rug? And if you want to have it all, yeah, you've got to leave it all behind. And you have got to give me everything. You've got to give me everything you got right now. You've got to give me everything. You've got to give me everything you got right now. Yeah. They fell through the floorboards of a rotten house. Tears burn with a liquid fire. It's a flame that won't go out. Upon the darkness and burn the whole of lifetime deep, yeah. And if you want to have it all, yeah, you've got to leave it all behind. And you have got to give me everything. You've got to give me everything you got right now. You've got to give me everything.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to everything from the Great Wooden Trio CD by the Guelph-based group, The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Justin Sitzma. Justin, can you give us an idea of what's going to take place at Art of the Cross? Like, we mentioned the Stations of the Cross. How many stations are there? How many artists are we going to have?
So there are 14 stations.
Can you give us an idea of what's going to take place at Art of the Cross this year? Like, who are some of the artists that are involved?
Yeah, so we're very excited this year to have some returning artists as well as some new ones. And looking at a really, really broad spectrum of people involved, we have a few unique pieces. We have a sculptor coming in this year. We have a unique artist. Visual artist and music combination from Nicole Enzing and Gina Duke, and so that's going to be very, very cool. We have a few pieces of art and people involved from Lakeside Downtown, our own community. Sylvia Woods, who's part of our community, she's been a wonderful visual artist, and she's going to be doing some visual art. There's another woman, her name is Megan Hansky. She's a university student. She was actually introduced to our church through this event last year and started coming out, and she is now doing art at the University of Guelph, and she's a wonderful, wonderful visual artist who's going to be joining us. There's going to be a kids station run by a few people just to involve the family. One of my coworker, Brent Howick, who is he's a musician and a poet. He's going to be laying some poetry out, and a lot of people just take time to reflect on that. There's going to be quite an array of styles of art, and I'm just very excited to see it all unfold. I personally, myself, I was originally going to stay away this year and just kind of help the event run, but people kind of encouraged me, said, no, you should do it, and so I'm going to do a little bit of my music looping, which I've traditionally done with my electric guitar and all of the kind of fancy gear and all that kind of stuff, but I've sold a lot of that off as I finished my my master's degree, so I'm going to be doing that actually with an acoustic guitar this year, as well as with kind of some looping pedals and that kind of thing, so I'm excited to be a part of that as well.
Well, in doing that, how do you prepare for an event like this yourself as a musician, as an artist?
For me, I take a look at the station that I am particularly responsible for. I don't actually do a ton of pre-prep. What I typically do in my place as a musician. So the station that I will be doing is station number 5, which is Jesus is Judged by Pilate. What I typically do is I read through the passage, the narrative of Scripture, and look particularly through the lens. I think about the emotion going on in that moment. I think about the pictures and words that come to my mind, And from there, I put a guitar in my hand, and I start thinking through what's a chord progression that I could use as a bit of a base to build upon. What's the overall vibe that I'm looking for? And so that's how I typically start that process. And my understanding is that many, even though they're different art forms, many of the other artists think through that same lens. They look at the passage and they think, okay, what kind of color palette works for this? What's the temperature, that kind of thing? And so that's how I prepare, and presumably how I believe others prepare as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're actually involved in the event and you're doing your music, and then what are some of the things that how does it affect you as an artist being involved in something like that?
Yeah, it's a profound experience. I really, you know, it's something I've so valued over the years. There's a real sense that this is so much bigger than what we're doing. So I feel in this moment this deep connection with the journey that we experience over Holy Week and into the Easter weekend. It's especially profound, I believe, because so many people are not even from, some of them are not even from our area. They're not even from Guelph, and they've come to be a part of something because they believe in it. And people ask, are you guys doing it again this year? Are you doing it again? I would love to be involved, you know, and even artists that couldn't be a part of it this year kind of said, hey, please be sure to reach out next year because I would love to be a part of it. This has been an incredible experience. So there's this real sense of movement, and both from a spiritual perspective as well as from a from a church community perspective and from a ecumenical perspective.
Mm-hmm. And have you heard from some of the artists in the past years? Have you heard back from them in terms of how this event has had an impact on them?
Yeah, we often get feedback usually that afternoon or the next few days, and it's a very cool thing when this little thing that we just started a few years ago, it's very cool when these very prolific artists reach out and say, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. It was incredible. Just such a blessing to be a part of something so unique. It's a powerful expression. And I mean, all these people are involved in their local churches. So for them to actually, be part of Good Friday services in the morning and then make their way to Lakeside downtown, sometimes from, up to an hour away, there seems to be this very, very cool reaction to it. And so they've often spoke very positively and profoundly about the way it's been a part of their own part of Holy Week and Easter weekend.
Well, and it's not just the event itself. I mean, there's pre-preparation that they do. There's, coming, an hour or two early to get themselves set up and get into the space. And so everything involved with packing up. So it's not just the 2-3 hours that the event takes place. There's a huge time commitment to something like this.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I feel very honored in that sense. I feel very honored that people would make that sacrifice because I recognize that it is, and so we feel very blessed to have these incredible people join us when they could be doing so many other things.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's been how many people have you had coming out over the past number of years?
Yeah, so the past three years since this is our fourth, I would say on average about 500 or more. It's hard to count because people kind of come and go over the course of 3 hours, so it can be a little tricky to actually figure that out. But those are rough estimates based on sometimes I just see clusters of people come in, and previously we had done on the hour, at each hour we've done a bit of a welcoming, and so people would be there for that, and so that was we get a little bit of a sense from that as well. People gather in that moment, and I look for new faces, and it's hard to get a full idea. But overall, I think it's been very well received across our city.
Well, I know one of the things that one of the purpose behind this as well was to draw people from not only the Lakeside Church community in that, but also from outside. Have you had conversations with people who have, you know, very little background in church and who, you know, they've heard about this event and have come simply because of the art aspect of it?
I don't know if I have any, like, specific examples. I do know there have been people that have done that. I know that I've heard from other artists, and so me, myself, I have not had any specific conversations. But I do think of the one example I mentioned earlier. The girl did have a little bit of a church background, but she's Megan Hansky, who's joining us this year. She, like I said earlier, she actually, you know, started coming to our community because she felt that this was a place that celebrated the arts. And so that was a big thing for her, because I think she'd been a part of communities previously that really didn't care about that. And for her, visual art is so important to her, and she's like, this is a place where I can express myself. And she's really, you know, gotten involved hugely. But I do know that there have been others, because we often post in, you know, certain hubs within our arts community, and many of our crew have people involved that have come, and even from a purely aesthetic, artistic perspective, they can enjoy and take part in the event, even if for them, it's not intrinsically leading to belief.
Yeah, and you touched on something that's become a sort of an identifying element of Lakeside Downtown is the fact that there is a number of people who are involved in the arts in the community, and the acceptance of the arts and people within the arts in that particular community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's a really cool thing, especially being a part of a downtown church. And we really, really want to be a place that people can feel like this is actually truly a downtown church. Because I think if a church is going to be in an urban city center, even though, I mean, Guelph is not enormous, but it's still an urban city center, and we have an opportunity, and Guelph does have a significant arts community, and we've done our best to incorporate as many possible expressions as possible, you know, including spoken word and visual arts, and I think that there's so much more we could do. You know, mm-hmm. I think we're barely scratching the surface here. There's so much more that could be done that I believe would do much more to engage the arts community within our city.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just looking at our time here. We need to take one final break, and then we'll be back to wrap up our conversation with Lakeside Downtown Pastor Justin Sitzma. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
And all that I remember was a book full of promises and dreams, how you held out a handful of love. But I flat out refused it, 'cause I was so afraid to lose it. Maybe I just wanted it too much, and now it's lost.
Spirit of love, won't you rest on me tonight? Spirit of love, won't you fall on me?
Cross.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Spirit of Love from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Justin Sitzma. We've been talking about this event, and let's give people some of the specifics. When is it taking place, and where is it taking place?
So, it's taking place Good Friday at 2 p.m. through to 5 p.m. People can drop in at any point, and it's going to be taking place at Lakeside Downtown, which is it's an old old stone church building right downtown Guelph, kind of diagonally from the big basilica, the Church of Our Lady basilica there, and the exact address is 75 Norfolk Street. And anyone is welcome throughout any of that time frame there. People can wander through at their own leisure and just enjoy the experience.
And what time does it start?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. And that's Good Friday. That's April 14th. If people want to get more information about this, where can they do that?
There's a few different spots. You can go to lakesidechurch.ca where you'll find the information about it. Probably the best place would be to check out Lakeside Downtown's Facebook page where we're kind of posting updates about all this kind of stuff. And so that would be facebook.com/lakesidedowntown.
Great. Justin, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you very much, Robert. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Justin Sitzma. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.